from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. One of North Carolina's most powerful Republicans has conceded his loss in the primary election. Adam Wagner reports from Raleigh.
Tuesday afternoon, Senator Phil Berger conceded to Rockingham County Sheriff Sam Page. Page defeated Berger by 23 votes in Senate District 26, which covers all of Rockingham and much of rural Guilford County. That result held up through a machine recount and also a partial hand recount of ballots from three precincts conducted earlier Tuesday. Berger would have needed two ballots to swing in his favor to trigger a full hand recount. The outcome means that Senate Republicans will be looking for a new leader for the first time since taking control of that chamber in 2011. During his time in power, Berger has been instrumental to the Republican overhaul of state government. He's focused on driving down taxes, both for businesses and workers. He's overhauled governance at state universities, and former staff members are spread throughout state government and in powerful consulting roles. In his concession statement, Berger reiterated that he plans to return for the short session that is scheduled to begin next month and to support Republican candidates in November's general election. Adam Wagner, North Carolina Newsroom, Capitol Bureau.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools Superintendent Crystal Hill is recommending a $2.1 billion budget, including about $699 million from Mecklenburg County for the 2026-27 school year. James Farrell has more.
Hill is recommending the district ask Mecklenburg County for about $31 million more than last year. Part of that would go toward a 5% increase to the local teacher salary supplement. North Carolina still lacks a current state budget, which has left teacher pay raises in limbo. Hill said the district has found around $6.6 million in savings this year, but isn't allocating it until the state budget picture becomes clearer.
I will not make a formal recommendation for this use until I know for sure what the state decision will require. While I know this creates a little bit of uncertainty for the moment, I firmly believe it is a fiscally responsible thing to do.
Those savings come from cuts to vacant positions and 26 central office positions. Those employees have been placed in other positions around the district or will be given the opportunity to apply to new positions.
CMS Chief Finance Officer Kelly Klutz told the school board that the passage of a federal education budget earlier this year has increased the district's confidence as it plans the federal portion of its budget. That money has already passed through to the state's Department of Public Instruction.
We have our planning allotments and the ability to access that money for the next 2 years. So we feel really good about those federal dollars.
It's a far cry from the last budget cycle when the district was reluctant to allocate all of its federal funding due to concerns about proposed education cuts. Those concerns had persisted even into this budget cycle as Congress debated potential cuts that never came to fruition. Last year, the Trump administration froze already allocated federal education funds and canceled some grants, which had created uncertainty for school districts. James Farrell, WFAE News.
Charlotte's airport is organizing a gift card donation drive to support TSA employees working without pay due to the partial government shutdown, which has left agents going on 6 weeks without a paycheck. CLT officials said they will accept grocery and gas gift cards with a maximum value of $20. Cash value gift cards like Visa and MasterCard are not accepted. Travelers can drop gift cards off at the airport info desk near Checkpoint 1. Non-travelers can donate at the Renaissance West Initiative on Nobles Avenue or Goodwill Industries of the Southern Piedmont on Wilkinson Boulevard. Charlotte City Council has called a special meeting this afternoon to discuss the controversial I-77 toll lane expansion. The council will meet at 1, followed by a closed session. The meeting notice doesn't give any details about what they plan to discuss. Neighborhoods west of Uptown are largely opposed to the state's plan to widen I-77, by adding two toll lanes in each direction from Uptown to the South Carolina state line. Mecklenburg County Commissioners gathered Tuesday to discuss the next fiscal year's budget. Kenneth Lee has more on why they heard a pause on some big projects might be needed.
Commissioners are looking to launch a comprehensive review of the current five-year capital improvement plan that funds projects like new libraries to greenways due to potential shortfalls starting in 2031. Officials said changes would not affect projects already underway. Commissioners traced the funding issue to spending concerns and a lack of sufficient state funding. Changes to the plan could result in shifting $30 million from building future projects to maintaining current operations. During the meeting, County Commissioner Elaine Powell supported pausing the plan.
I'm glad that we're thinking about how to get our arms around expenses. I'm glad it's on a pause. My understanding is it's just 1 year and then reevaluate. Like, we're not pausing more than 1 year for that $30 million. I'd really like to know what would happen if the state started funding what they're supposed to fund. We wouldn't even be in this position.
Commissioners will meet in April to discuss the plan before approving the full budget this summer. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
In 2024, state regulators ordered Duke Energy to build two new natural gas combustion turbines before 2030. The utility has already started construction on two at its Marshall Steam Station in Catawba County to be placed into service by 2028. Now it's requesting permission to build two more. Zachary Turner has more.
State regulators held a hearing Tuesday night at the Rowan County Courthouse in Salisbury. They heard public feedback on Duke's plan to build two new combustion turbines at the Buck Energy Complex on the Yadkin River. Called peakers, the turbines run during peak hours when energy demand is highest. They ramp up quickly, but burn less efficiently than the facility's existing combined cycle turbine. Salvatore Cerbone said he did not want the project to move forward if it would help power AI data centers.
We want to know how come you guys are already asking us to pay for the future of that plant up there to power the AI data center that none of us want. Nobody wants it there.
The proposed generators would help Duke meet its forecasted winter peaks, which could grow as much as 13% by 2030 as energy-hungry data centers move to the state. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
The city of Gastonia is suing a local towing company, accusing it of operating illegally. The lawsuit accuses Jack's Towing and Recovery of refusing to accept credit cards, towing cars from lots without proper signage, and continuing to operate after the company was dissolved last November for failing to file paperwork with the state. The suit follows online complaints that several cars were towed near a church event over the weekend, with drivers charged up to $1,200 to get them back. Congressman Tim Moore is calling for a federal investigation. The company did not respond to requests for comment. In college basketball, North Carolina has fired head coach Hubert Davis. The team went 24-9 this season after losing its best player, freshman Caleb Williams, for the last nine games of the year. The Tar Heels lost a 19-point lead in the game to Virginia in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Davis is still owed more than $5 million on his contract. And rap superstar DaBaby is launching a new hip-hop music festival in Concord this summer. The artist says his Be More Grateful Fest is planned for the Route 29 Pavilion in Concord on June 13th. Participating artists include 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes, and Waka Flocka. DaBaby himself is a Charlotte native who frequently pays tribute to the city in his clothing and lyrics. And for Wednesday, March 25th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.